Technical difficulties strike again. Hey guys, this is me, William. If you're a regular listener, you know me, of course. Unfortunately, we had a lot of technical difficulty, and you know that happened a lot with what we tried doing. We tried doing the live shows, and we had nobody come, and so it was kind of for nothing, and we ended up losing not everything, but we ended up losing a lot of good stuff. But actually, I have an idea on a way to do a different live show. But my Pamela, for some reason, just decides to just skip like crazy, like the audio just skips, and I just don't know why the hell. I've, you know, contacted the Pamela people, and they've said, oh, do this, and I did this, and this, and nothing. Still does not work. So, I'm gonna be trying some other recording programs besides Pamela, and then Stuart's computer just decided to go all schizophrenia and go crazy, and, you know, he may say, I don't know, he sounded like a transformer, like real robot-y to Henry and I a lot, but I'm sure that won't really come up on his recording. We may sound weird, I don't know, but we started the show and we started to be laid back and, you know, how everyone was doing and what was going on with them and stuff like that, and basically, a lot of that, I don't know why. It's all crazy, because we recorded it on Ustream, of course. That got corrupted because Stuart's computer went all crazy, and then my Pamela's went all crazy, and his computer, his Pamela, I don't know, went crazy too. So, basically, I know I'm just going all over the place right now, but don't worry, I'm almost done. We're basically going to, the show is going to jump straight into part, like, I think halfway into Harry Potter talk, and then we talk about, like, the I recommend, and then the geek question of the week, and stuff like that. And unfortunately, our bonus content there's no bonus content, unfortunately, because it got, like, lost with the other stuff. But, yeah, I guess here's the show. I'll stop rambling on, but I just wanted to explain so that you don't think, what the hell? It's just, you know, they're talking about Harry Potter. What? Where did this come from? No intro? So, if you're new, you know, I'm William, Henry, there's Henry, and then there's Stuart, aka Henry is Knox, and then Stuart is Casual Terror. So, if you're new, please, you know, stick with this show, give us a, you know, listen to one of our older ones, or, wait till next week, because I promised it will be a lot better. We're taking extreme measures to prevent this type of stuff from happening again. So, I guess that's it, really. Potter Talk is where we left off, or where the recording actually didn't die. So Harry Potter talk. I don't think we really spoiled much. I think any. I don't know, but here it is.
I completely tapped out.
They get more mature and more darker, because.
I know, guess, and that's the reason why I just want to just go ahead and just see if I can just get the other ones like in a bundle pack. But I want to wait and see what they do with this one when they bring it out, because they probably do like a big anthology pack. I'm just going to buy them all.
Oh, really? Because that'll be like 100 and something or 200.
Out there.
Huh?
The anthology pack is already out there, and they're just not having part two in there.
Yeah. I mean, but you know they're gonna have some kind of DVD or Blu-ray plaque where they're gonna put everything in there, special features and all that stuff. Because it kind of made me mad when they. Oh yeah, it kind of made me mad when they brought out the Lord of the Ring Blu-ray. I was like, do I really want to buy this again?
I waited because it was just the regular theatrical, not the extended or stuff. So I'm still waiting.
Exactly. I'm like, man, I've bought these movies like 4 times now.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I guess Stuart, pick up Harry Potter.
Yeah, you got to finish.
Recording. I'm still recording, so I'm not sure if I'm. A lot of the silence will be. I'll cut the silences out, but I'm just gonna leave this whole craziness in.
Cool. I'm all okay with that. But yeah. Part one, you know, it's a long one, not a whole lot of action. Your butt really hurts at the end of that one. Part two is worth the wait. Yeah, it makes up for it from part one. You know, you got a lot of action in there. Next action packed.
Now, question, do you think that they were smart to split it up in two, or you think they could have done it in one movie?
As a fan and someone who's read the books, I like that they split it up into two, because there's a lot in the last book that you got to tell, and there's no way you're going to have somebody sit there for 5 hours. So it's better that they broke it up into the boring half and then the exciting half.
Oh my God, you're crystal clear now. Yay. But I got a
quick question.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I'm just saying. Okay, I got tapped out during like the middle third movie or whatever, and I've seen bits and pieces of like the fourth and everything. What was the one where the guy pretended to be Harry's friend or whatever, but he was like a rat or something like that? And they had
the third one, right? Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So basically, they brought him back. Voldemort.
He's
back,
Voldemort.
Right?
He's Voldemort's servant. Yeah. Right. He used to be a friend of Harry's parents and. He's the one who turned on them and got his parents killed.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want you guys to spoil it, but basically, like, I guess I just never felt the peril of what the main problem was. Like, what does Voldemort want? Is he one of those villains where he wants to destroy the world? Does he want to rule everything? He wants to rule.
He wants to cause chaos and terror and.
Okay, and. Yeah. That's because of, I guess, the past or him being banished or whatever, right?
He just wants to be the powerful ruler who, you know, just takes over.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing you never read any of the books?
No, not read.
I'd suggest if you could get your hands on the audiobooks, they're really good. I mean, the guy who reads them, he doesn't. Fantastic job, because I can't read books that long. I just don't have. I'm ADD, like literally. I've been medically diagnosed with ADD. I can't concentrate that long to read those books. So the audiobooks.
I read them and I have ADD.
Well, I don't. That's great for you, but
I think being a geek requires you to have some form of ADD. I think if we didn't, we wouldn't be able to basically immerse ourselves in so many different stories and cultures. But yeah, yeah, I mean, but I like audiobooks better because it just feels like, especially when, just like you said, we have a good voice actor that can do the stuff real well and kind of make the inflections and in their
the
voice.
The guy's actually won an Emmy for it too, I think.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I mean, he does really good. I think his name's Jim Dale or something like that. I don't know, but he's really good at him. So I definitely would, you know, check those out if you can get your hands on those. Those are pretty good. And I mean that's the whole reason why I got into Harry Potter was because I was able to get my hands on audiobooks because I saw the books and, you know, I'm like, these are just, I have trouble reading regular sized books and these are like, you throw it and kill a man.
Yeah. See, I think that's the reason why I read comics more, because comics keep you intrigued because you got, you got the words, but you also got pictures and balloons and stuff like that. You got action telling the story and pushing it along rather than just page after page of text and more text.
Yeah.
And smaller text.
I've actually been listening to a lot of audiobooks lately because, you know, while I work, I listen to either podcasts or audiobooks. Right now, the audiobook I'm listening to is like 38 hours long.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
I can listen to an audiobook, but some audiobooks, like I've been listening to Halo Cryptum, and I've been going back and I've read Halo The Flood, and for some reason on those I have to read along with the audio reader. I can't just listen to it.
Huh.
I don't know why. It just I have to get I get because like when I was listening to it, I wasn't really comprehending. I guess because my imagination wasn't really making it up. But like when
maybe
I
that's the reader. Maybe the reader's just not that good. Cause
maybe so. Yeah,
I have troubles too.
I had that problem with. Like I wasn't quite getting what they were getting across.
Yeah. See, I have that problem. You know, I'll listen to an audiobook and I guess the reader or the person reading it just won't be that doing a good job and it won't be that interesting. And I'll just think about other stuff. And then, you know, 20 minutes later and I'm like, wait, what's happened? I haven't paid attention because it just hasn't gotten my attention. But I mean,
that happens to me all the time.
But I mean, I listen to all the Harry Potter books through audio and, you know, audiobooks and just was able to comprehend and understand everything. And, you know, I got upset when watching the movies and seeing there were certain stuff like, you know, Dobby the House Elf wasn't, you know, in or the Winky the House Elf who got drunk all the time wasn't in the movies. And, you know, they made what was it? Neville gave him the gillyweed in the
That was in the third one.
No, it was like in the fourth movie.
It was in the fourth one.
Yeah,
oh, it was.
And it was actually
Dobby.
Is
that the one where he got the gills? Where he got the gills and went underwater?
Yep.
That was the fourth one.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess I've seen the fourth one then.
And it was actually Dobby
the
house elf.
That was the Goblet of Fire because he was in a contest.
Yeah, and it was actually Dobby who gave it to him in the book and stuff like that. And they just wrote off a lot of really good stuff that I really liked. And I got upset, and so, you know, I go back and I listen to the audiobooks every now and then just because of the full story. And but yeah, I got my hands. I'm gonna watch the first part probably soon. It's hard finding time to set like what is it almost 3 hours long?
Yeah,
the first
it's a long one.
I'm thinking I want to watch a movie, and then I'm looking at the first, you know, part of the Deathly Hallows, and I'm thinking that's like 3 hours long. Do I really have time to watch 3 hours long? And then I'm like, no. And then I'll watch something else or watch Torchwood again. I've seen those first two episodes like, God, probably four times each. just analyzing them and looking at stuff and but definitely I guess I want to see the new Harry Potter movie, and maybe when I'm up in Oklahoma City, because I'm gonna be there in like for about a week with my brother, to be able to get my head clear and talk to the people at the school I may be transferring to and stuff. Maybe I'll end up seeing it up there in IMAX, because I remember seeing one of the Harry Potter movies in IMAX, and it's just amazing in IMAX.
I saw part one in IMAX.
Yeah,
One of the times that I went to go see it.
It wasn't the Half-Blood Prince. It was the one before that I saw in IMAX. I can't remember. I'm having a brain fart right now.
Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, and that was amazing, seeing the Voldemort versus Dumbledore fight scene in IMAX 3D. Oh, it was amazing. I still remember that, you know, vividly, but I may end up seeing that. I guess we can move on to another movie you're recommending, Stuart.
Yes. For
your recommendation pick.
Yes, my recommend movie for this week. For this episode was Stars Inside. Hollywood Goes Gaming. It's a documentary that's exactly the same as my last recommendation, where it talks about the correlation between comic book movies and the comic books. It's the exact same, only this is the video games instead of comic books.
Yeah.
This feels like deja vu. Did we do this one before?
We did the comic book one.
Oh, it goes gaming. Oh, yeah, this is different. Okay.
Yeah, this is gaming. We did comic books and movies.
Comic books Unbound.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But,
It's almost the exact same, only except games. It's the comic books, it's games.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting how they, like, opened it when, or not the opening, but they started talking about, like, Pong, you know, vividly.
Yeah, gotta start out with how, I mean, that kind of goes with, like, how the movies, and I think it really does a really good job on the parallel on what, how movies tried to get into video games and vice versa. And I think it did a really good job of how the relationship between comic book, between video games and movies, and the struggle that's been.
Yeah, I think they did. It's amazing seeing some of the stuff, like they were talking about the Mario, Super Mario Brothers movie, and yeah, that is pretty bad. But you know, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. That movie kind of has a special place with me, just because I know it's campy and there's some.
Oh yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that the director who did the Mario Brothers movie even said while they were doing it, this is not a good movie.
Huh.
Because they were rushed. They had to get it out by Christmas.
Yeah, like they even said, you know, like, this is not a good movie, and plus we're being rushed. This isn't gonna go badly.
Yeah, and I think this was before it, but when they were talking about the E.T. and the video game tie-in, the infamous E.T. game. Made in 5 weeks.
I did not know it was made in five weeks. Like, I knew it was bad, and there's a landfill somewhere with all the cartridges, but I did not know it was made in 5 weeks.
Yeah, I saw a documentary on G4. What was that? Was that show called? It was called Icon.
Icons.
Icons. Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
And they were talking about how, you know, when they sat down with Steven Spielberg, of course, he was a young Steven Spielberg back then. And, I mean, video games weren't, I mean, they were, not even an afterthought back then. They were laughable, you know. And like, you know, they go to the table and he's trying to, you know, pitch the game to him and tell him about, you know, okay, we're going to make this property and everything. And they kind of treated gaming back in the day like it was toys. And he was like, oh, yeah, make the game, you know, whatever you want to do with it. Just, you know, just make sure that it's in time enough, you know, so we can print, so we can sell toys. And he was like, whoa, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the guy who made the E.T. game, though, he said that Spielberg was like, can't you make something like Pac-Man?
And he's
And the guy's like, well, can't you make something like, what was it, the War of the Worlds or something, you know? But, that's an infamous game, that movie game that, you know, it's probably one of the worst. People have said, I don't know, but they were mentioning a lot of ones that were they were saying really bad that I really like because they're just campy and fun. And I mean, like the Street Fighter, I really like Street Fighter because it's campy and fun. I don't take it seriously.
And it's what's his name's last movie?
Ralph Julia.
Ralph Julia, yes,
yeah,
last movie.
And he does a good performance in that. I mean, there's a cult following about his performance in that movie. I've heard so many podcasters give him praise and talk about. Seriously, there's like a cult following on him and his role as, you know.
Yeah.
In that movie.
But I just
he did a good Gomez Adams.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah. I mean, but I just think with like when you see the level of quality. You know, being put into, you know, Spider-Man when it first came out, Iron Man, you know, I mean, the Incredible Hulk, despite what you say about the first one, you know, part two was good. Part one had different things in the story that kind of made it slow, but it was a technical CG feat nonetheless. And I just think that video games can do that. It's just like they get the wrong, I don't know, they just get the wrong scripts and the wrong directors that try to change it into a vision that doesn't fit.
Like UA Bowl.
Yeah, and I mean, look at Doom. Look at, oh my goodness, the worst movie I've ever seen to date has to be House of the Dead. And I was so excited to go see that movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to have zombies. It's going to be, you know, guns, people running through a mansion or whatever. And it was a bunch of techno kids with typical archetypes, typical races put all together on an island shooting zombies. Like, it was so dumb. He even had clips of the video game, like, just sporadically peppered throughout the movie, just pop in.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what? I'm like, are you serious? Like, this is dumb. Yeah. This is dumb.
Wow.
I think what is really going to break the mold, you know, Resident Evil did you know, is doing a good job on its own, but, you know, kinda. It's so far away from the video games.
Right.
So it's its own thing now. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say like unlike comic book properties where you have to kind of build upon where the artist kind of left off at, like video games, like they pretty much already have the fiction laid out for you. All you have to do is follow it, like just follow it and do it, you know, do some good CG and add a good. I mean, the story's already there. I mean, the story's awesome. You know, you don't have to do any rebuilding.
Yeah, with Resident Evil though, the guy was saying, you know, he played the guy who did the Resident Evil movies. He actually played the games, and he was saying that it was kind of like the first one was kind of like a sequel to the games, and then they were like reimaginings of the story. And they did throw in chunks of the story. Like the last one was they fought against Wesker in the last one, and
seen that one.
Yeah,
I think it's on. Is it on Instant Watch?
It's on Instant Watch. Yeah,
I like the Resident Evil movies. I know people
I
really like them.
I liked 1 and 2, and the recent one that just came out, but I didn't like the over the topness of it. But I did like how they kind of touched on the points, and they had like the boss. What's the boss's name that has a big hammer javelin slash
Nemesis?
No, not him. Nemesis. He has the executioner's mask on. I can't think of him, but he has like pins coming out of his neck and stuff. He has the executioner's mask on. It was the same guy that was on the first level of Resident Evil 5, where he kind of breaks through the fence and he comes after you with that huge hammer type thing.
Oh, I did.
He's like dragging it on the ground.
I don't know.
I can't remember what the enemy was called. But anyway, he was in there.
I was actually never a fan of the games.
Yeah, I've played bits and pieces. I've never really sat down and played too much. But the new one looks really promising, because the new one, it's supposed to be a more of a prequel to the first Resident Evil, where it has like an Alice who's not super, you know, super human yet, and it has Jill Valentine in it. It's like when the virus is about to spread and stuff like that.
I mean, the movies or the games?
The movie, the movie that comes out next year, Retribution. It's supposed to be a prequel to everything else. And it's supposed to have Jill Valentine, and you know, along with like Alice and.
Jill was in number two, I think. What wasn't she?
Oh, I
think she was.
I have IMDb up right now. She was.
This was what I thought. Back to the point I was trying to make before. I think what's really going to break this whole, you know, video game movies suck thing is if these big directors finally do make these movies that they're signed up for. You know, like
the Uncharted movie.
Making the Halo movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, that fell through, but like the Uncharted movie with Mark Wahlberg, that would just be horrible.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times
Sam Raimi's doing the World of Warcraft movie. If they actually do come out with stuff like that, think it could break out. It could break the mold, and they're scared. That's why they're not shooting right now. You know, they're not really going forward with them because they're scared that it's going to fail.
Yeah, well, I think in part to that too, it's just like William said when he was talking about the Halo movie that kind of fell through. Let's just remember that, you know, these properties, you know, comic book properties, they can be bought and sold. You know, I mean, of course, it takes a certain amount of dollar signs, but they can be bought and sold. Video game companies are a little bit different. You know, Nintendo, they're not letting Mario go anywhere. You know, I can guarantee you Microsoft is not letting their golden goose Halo go anywhere. And the thing about it is that movie companies, like, they make so much money on the back end when they sign deals for Happy Meals with McDonald's, Burger King meals, toys, merchandise, Slurpee cups at 7-Eleven.
Backpacks, lunch boxes.
Yeah, exactly. But if these video game, publishers and directors and creators own these publishing rights and properties, then all that extracurricular money that they would have gotten is not there. So that's why I think Hollywood and video gaming hasn't found that happy medium to where everybody can get paid. Comics have, because, hey, we'll let you have the Marvel license for three movies. Okay, you can go ahead and do that. So you can make all your money off merchandise. Just give us a cut.
Marvel has their own studio.
Well, I mean, I understand that now, but I'm saying, but they've kind of.
Sadly, they don't have Spider-Man though. Sony has it still.
And then you got Fox or FX that has, you know, the X-Men series. So that's probably why you'll never see an X-Men crossover / you know, Spider-Man, because that's owned by Sony. You know, things like that. But I guess my main point was that, you know, with these video game developers being so, you know, keeping these properties so close to their chest, that kind of cuts out, like, I mean, despite what we think, I mean, kids buy Happy Meals out the wazoo. Those contracts that get signed for, like William said, I mean, backpacks, toys, skateboards, I mean, everything is merchandisable at that point. And they do it, and they make money off of it, and they can't make that with video games. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing, because that adds to the budget they give to that director who's making the movie. Say, okay, well, we know that we can make, you know, $80 million off Halo merchandise alone. So yeah, go ahead and, you know, you guys can have a $30 million, $50 million budget to make whatever movie or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really hard to look at the Halo movie. The Halo is a mature game, but it's not like
it's not really mature.
It's not.
It's
and translating it into a good movie, I mean, it would be really hard not to make it like, you know, Battlefield, you know, LA meets Aliens or something like, you know, or, you know, weird stuff like that where it's really violent and, you know, Microsoft doesn't want to see their, you know, like you said, their golden goose, you know, take on that real violence role, and they don't want to make it seem too kiddie. So it's got to be real tough challenge for who has.
I think they can pull it off. I think they can pull off a PG-13. I mean, you got movies like.
Well, I mean, District 9 was what, you know. They took the stuff that they were going to use for Halo and made District 9, and that was kind of a real mature movie.
Yeah, but that had themes of genocide and, you know, really racism and, you know, they had, you know, those are adult themes just on its own. Those are adult, you know, just by itself. And then they had a little bit of language in there. But I mean, I think with the Halo series, like you can still show blood and stuff because, you know, more than half of the, I mean, more than everybody in the movie would probably be wearing armor, or, you know, you got the ODST guys where you could have like a blood splatter inside of the armor or something like that. I mean, they can pull off a PG-13 for it. I think it's just a matter of
what war movie have you seen where they go, oh, darn, I've just been shot. Darn it. Gosh, darn it.
Not a
war movie, but there was Monty Python where he.
No. Yeah, I mean, but look at Battlestar Galactica. I mean, they pull it off without doing stuff that's over the top. But I've even seen some PG-13 movies, like the brand new X-Men First Class when they go meet Wolverine and he drops the F-bomb one time and they have a couple, you know, S's in there and everything. Nothing like. Too over the top, but they still pull out a PG-13.
Yeah, they're allowed like a certain number, but
yeah, I mean, so that's why I think that they could do it. I mean, because, you know, I mean, I guess the most you ever hear in a Halo game is SOB, maybe. I mean, yeah. I think
language isn't the problem. Yeah. I mean, like killing aliens and not making it look too violent or too cheesy or, you know, too kiddie or too violent as far as like them killing aliens.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's maybe. It's the gore.
And how will the grunts translate into movies? Because that's just like. I don't know. I think that would, if you took kids to see that and the little grunts, you know, killing the little grunts, I think that would just like scar them because I don't know. They seem so kiddie.
They need to have one grunt birthday party.
I think that
make it all good.
If they ever made it, I think that the director who actually makes it needs to make the grunts a little bit more serious. And I've always said this before, you know, if they ever make a Halo movie, I don't think that any of the Covenant should speak English. Like,
no.
Don't, like, make them be totally menacing as possible. Like, I watched Battle LA over this past week, and they didn't explain where the aliens came from. They didn't explain how they got there. They didn't explain they weren't trying to understand us. All you knew was these aliens dropped on our planet and they're blowing stuff up. And they're trying to kill us. And that gave me
enough. And they run on water.
Right?
Opposite of signs.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but that was
enough. That was a good movie, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Mm-hmm. Everybody was ragging on it, and I tweeted out. I was like, I don't know what the big hatred is for this movie. It gives me what I want, you know?
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah. But I don't remember what my original thought process was, but oh yeah, just don't make the Covenant speak English, you know, make the Covenant be, you know, this menacing force like we know that they are, and I think that'll translate well.
And don't
lots of work.
Yeah, and don't take things from the games, you know, certain things from the games and put it in there, like Doom did or whatever. Don't, like, have skulls turned on and you shoot a grunt and confetti pops out. Because I could see someone actually doing that in a movie. Yeah. I could see someone thinking, oh, that'd be a brilliant idea. The fans would love that.
Yeah, like X-Men X-3, I believe, when, like, Juggernaut is coming in and he's like, I'm the Juggernaut. I'm like, come on, man. I'm like,
I love that.
I enjoyed that.
Every now and then I'm like, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. Every now and then I say that.
That should have been an outtake.
I enjoyed that.
That was nice.
No, don't put that in the movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Stuart enjoyed it. You didn't. So. Yeah, to each their own.
The people I went to go see it with enjoyed that too. So.
But yeah, I guess what now? Geek question of the week, Stuart?
Geek question of the week. If you were on a deserted island with you, and you had one game and one game console, what would they be?
That's a tough one. And you'd have access to, you know, power and. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
it was an online game.
Internet. Yeah, you got power.
Internet, if the game requires.
Well, if you don't pick a game that has internet, then you're just dumb, because if you're trapped out there alone, I mean, you know, you want some kind. I don't know. For me, I was thinking something like, it's tough. I was thinking, you know, I was gonna go with something witty like, oh, I'd pick, like, you know, Call of Duty on the PS3, because not only will I have internet, I'll have, you know, the multiplayer, the single player, the zombie modes. I'll have, you know, the PS3 has a web browser, so I can get online there using the PS3. I was finding loopholes and stuff, but I don't know. That's a tough one. I would say Call of Duty or that. Actually, Call of Duty. I would pick that, because lots of interaction with people. It's got a bunch of different modes and
zombies forever, baby.
Heck yeah! But it's either that or Gears 3. I don't know though. Gears 3 hasn't come out yet. I have high hopes though.
It's gonna bomb.
So, Henry, which Halo? Which Halo would you pick?
I know, right?
Halo Collections is not a game.
Yeah. I was going to say Halo Reach, just because of the sheer, you know, stuff that it has in it and everything. But I would honestly say Halo 3. I would say Halo 3 because of the fact that, you know, I still, you know, can hop online. Halo 3 still has Forge mode, so if I get bored while I'm on the island, I can create as many maps and stuff as I want to create and everything in there. Has theater mode, so I can just watch stuff and spectate. And
you would just do multiplayer only? You don't care about the...
Well, yeah, I was actually going to be getting to that. Like, and I said Halo 3 because of the fact that I still get to keep Master Chief, and I could just finish that story over and over again and watch the ending over and over again. And hey, if I hop online, I can hop online with three other people.
Yeah, that's fair. Stuart, what's your pick?
I would pick for my console the PC.
PC's not a console.
Yeah, it totally is. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's why consoles are consoles and PC is PC.
We'll let him have it.
No, I'm not letting him have it. Because he's going to pick World of Warcraft.
No, I'm not going to pick World of Warcraft.
Technically, it's not a console.
It's not, so.
I'll be generous, because I'm kind of curious to see what you say.
Oh, whatever.
I'd pick Steam.
Steam's not a game.
Steam's not a game. Now, I can't let you have that one. I can't let you have that.
It's a metagame in itself.
I can't let you have that.
It's a metagame in itself. just trying to find, you know, the deals of the week and, you know.
But you wouldn't have access to money. You wouldn't have any money. You wouldn't have any money, so you couldn't buy any games.
Free to play. Yeah, a bunch of free to play games.
Yeah, but that's not Steam though. That's a property or a property that Steam sells. So technically, you wouldn't be playing
it's
anything.
It's a meta game, and I'm sticking to it. No, okay. Honestly, I would pick the Xbox 360 and Saints Row 3, because I'm just totally hyped about Saints Row 3 right now.
Yeah, and I just want to clear, I would actually pick the 360, not the PS3. That was just me being witty and trying to find loopholes, but I'd pick the 360 because I could be party chats with other people, even if they don't have Call of Duty.
Hey, come help me! I'm stuck on this island.
Exactly. See, that's the thing you do.
No, William, you're just Xbox. Online.
But, do we have any, like, I know we're not on
you
stream anymore.
Something happened with Twitter, and I can't find any of the answers. I do remember one, though. I can't remember who it's from. I think it's like from like Deshane or maybe Van Red. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. But this person said Final Fantasy 13, because by the time they get done with the tutorial, they'd be rescued.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I can't remember. I remember them tweeting that too. Oh, I can't remember who that is.
I can't remember who said it.
Oh man,
might have been Blue. I don't know.
No,
that no, it wouldn't have been Blue. Blue, no. Blue would have been serious about that game.
Yeah, that's blasphemy in Blue's book.
I'm trying to look at our tweets,
and honestly, yeah. I cannot find it whatsoever.
I can't see it either. We've had so many retweets and at replies mentioning. I've mentioned the Geeks FTW Twitter so many times, talking about our T-shirts and the coupon codes and whatnot. We use it too much. I can't find it either. But I guess the question of the week was just a exclusive thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, okay. I got it. It was Patriot.
Oh, Patriot 1030.
Yes.
Matt.
Okay. That was a funny answer, though. That truly was. I guess, what? Do we have one for next week, Stuart?
I totally did, but I just forgot it. I honestly had one.
Okay. Do you need one? Do you want me to give you one?
If you want to, yeah.
Okay. I recommend thing was making me think, you know, what how about what is your favorite, you know, video game movie? Because I know a lot of people are saying most of them are bad. I mean, what's your favorite one besides, like, what do we want to exclude any? Because any that we know are going to be picked a lot. Hello?
I can't think of probably the Resident Evils. I think that those would be the ones that we pick the most.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah, so I guess besides Resident Evil, what's your favorite video game movie? Because, I mean, like I said, I like a lot. I like a lot of the ones that are kind of bad, but just because I'm a big fan of, like, campy stuff. So I'm curious if or maybe do we want to re-question it. Like, what's your favorite terrible video game movie?
What's your favorite Uwe Boll movie?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. I actually have one. And it was on Netflix a while back. I don't know if they still have it on there, but it was Rampage. Rampage was pretty good. Rampage was pretty good. I think I did a, I recommend. I think you
that's
did
a video game movie?
Huh?
They made a movie out of the video game Rampage?
No, awesome. No. No, it's not based on the video game Rampage, but it was just called Rampage.
That would be totally awesome.
And it was an Uwe Boll movie too.
Damn. I was thinking
it should have been based on the video game Rampage.
I was thinking I was thinking of the video game too. I was like, holy crap.
It's not based on Rampage, that. But
that's
but
a big bucket of win.
But it's a pretty visceral movie though. Like it's It's pretty good, man.
I don't know what their question should be. I was just thinking that maybe if we could think of a way to word that right. Because yeah,
I totally had one. I really did, but I forgot it.
Okay. Oh, Henry, I recommend. Do you have one? We totally forgot about that.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, your turn next week, I think.
Oh, man. Let me see what I have in my queue. Bear with me, people.
Yeah.
What's in my queue that I haven't watched yet? Because that's
I know,
my
right?
Man, I got... See, I had like 100 and something, and then I narrowed it down to like 50, and now I have like 76 again. God, I have so many in my queue. Hey, I can delete Hollywood Goes Gaming now. 75. But yeah, watching that Hollywood Goes Gaming made me put Mortal Kombat, the movie, at my top of my queue. Because I haven't seen that in a while, and that was really good.
Yeah, it was. Sequel, not so much.
Yeah.
The fact that Jax and Cyrax was in it, but ugh.
Okay, man, I need a... I'm trying to do a toss-up if I want to do... I guess we can kind of do like a slight bit double feature or whatever. Let's do The Last Airbender, Avatar, the animated series. You can just pretty much you can watch episode 1 and 2, and then watch the Last Airbender movie.
Done.
Okay. I'm sorry, but M. Night Shyamalan, just thinking about that puts a bad taste in my mouth.
I haven't seen it all yet. I watched like the first maybe 15 minutes of it. It seemed like they were staying true to the story. I don't know what everybody was thinking.
You just gotta wait till the end to see the twist or whatever.
Oh, please don't tell me that.
Okay, have you seen all of the last Airbender?
No, I haven't seen season three yet.
Okay, but you're far enough along.
Oh yeah.
You will know why people got upset.
Okay.
When you get towards the end.
Alrighty. So yeah, Last Airbender. I guess first two episodes and cartoon and then or animated and then the movie.
Right.
All on Instant Queue. So.
All on Instant Queue. Yep.
Alrighty.
If you really want to go for it, you can watch the entire first season and then watch the movie, because they're the same.
I don't know if I'll have enough time to do that, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you do that.
They're 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They're 20 minutes long.
Yeah, they are 20 minutes long. Yeah.
But how many are there? Like...
There's at least... 20? It's more than 15 episodes in the first season.
Yeah, just
watch the first two episodes.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
more than 15, 20 each, that's like 5 hours, so.
Yeah.
But, alrighty, and the...
We had a week.
Did we decide on the geek question of the week?
I'm having to... I got it from somewhere. I'm gonna have to look it up.
Okay, just follow us on Twitter, people. We'll tweet it, but I guess we can wrap the show up. We are the Geeks for the Win podcast. It's part of the Open Forum Radio Network, and I have the list of all the other podcasts in the Open Forum Radio Network. I did my homework. I found out how many there are. There are 11.
I thought there were 13.
Yes, 13, I believe.
Eleven that are frequently, maybe like I don't know if they do the sports cast anymore or whatever.
They moved all that to WOFR. So you have WOFR, which is lag free,
and Know Your Gamer.
Know Your Gamer, yeah. So you have those, and then the Chicago sports cast.
Oh, okay. Well, I was listening to like the under further review, and they were mentioning WOFR, and all they mentioned was lag free and Know Your Gamer. They didn't mention anything else, so.
Right.
I just, but yeah, on the open forum radio.
Is it that we have our network has its own podcast to talk about the network?
I don't know.
That's what you gotta do, man.
I think that's over. But
yeah, I think somebody kind of described it as like it's kind of like talk soup, you know. Like soup. I think it's a good idea because they take all, you know, they take everything that we, you know, that we have to offer from Section Zcast or Prove Your Point, from our show, then we have WAG and, you know, the 40cast and, you know, different segments from everybody, man. Just kind of, and that helps me out a lot because I don't like to listen to podcasts like every single show, every episode. But if I can listen to that show and kind of get an idea, okay, well, let me go and listen to this show, whatever, a little bit because there's something in it that was funny or whatever. So I think it's a good idea, man. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because yeah. We're a little, I you know,
it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got on the Open Forum Radio feed, you got. You know, Open Forum Radio, Proper, Prove Your Point, I guess, under further review now. And I think that's all on that actual feed. And they rotate every week, right? Something weird like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. OFR is not weekly anymore. It's Prove Your Point, OFR, whatever. But then you got the 40cast. Then you got Angry Mailman podcast. And I've been so behind. Are they still doing the Who Am I?
Yeah, they're still doing it. He hasn't done one recently because he's been putting out you know, regular AMP shows.
Yeah. Okay. Then you got Section Z. You got our podcast, which you're listening to, and we appreciate that. We Are Geeks, which is basically our, you know, audio articles type segments for the writers to, you know, get their own geek out session. Truthfully Geeking, then you got WOF, which is Lagry and Know Your Gamer. And soon there should be a page. I'm working on a page that has all the links to all of those, just a dedicated page on the site. So y'all can just click on the OFRN page, see the see the podcast logo, click on it, takes you straight to the feed. So that should be up by the time this is out. So just go to our website, which is thegeeksftw.com, and just click on our podcast or OFRN page. That's what I'm titling it, Open Forum Radio Network. But, yeah, those are 11, and then they have, like, you know, a few others that come out less frequently, I guess you would say. So there's always content coming out on those feeds. But, the website, we got Henry, you mentioned our Android app earlier, but we don't just have an Android. We also have an iPhone app as well.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. So I remember you said Android app, and I was about to interrupt you, but I was like, nah, I'll just wait till later to mention that. But, yeah, we do have our Android app and our iPhone app, which, you know, just search Geeks FTW on Android Marketplace or the if you search on the the App Store, the Apple App Store, Geeks FTW, it'll bring up the Podcast Box app where you can download that and get our app through.
Cool.
So, yeah, $1.99, tons of bonus content we always put out. Just about every week, we don't, you know, really, we don't skimp unless we don't have a show. I mean, I know I have a couple podcast apps and some out stuff every now and then, and sometimes they don't. But, you know, we put out stuff like every week, just about. I guess, you know, Facebook and Twitter, you can follow us.
Google Plus,
yeah. We have a Google. Have you logged into that and done anything with that? Because I hadn't.
Yeah, I've actually added some stuff to it, wrote a couple posts and stuff like that, but I know everybody's on it because it's like the new hotness or whatever, but it just feels like Facebook to me. Like, I mean, you know, not to be like, you know, it is different. I like the circles and stuff like that, but and I like the way you can separate everything, which is honestly really, really cool. But other than the circles and other than the photo management and like the tags and stuff like that, like it's not really too much different than Facebook.
Well, now you have the iPhone app, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that has the huddle feature, and mm-hmm. we can start using that.
Yeah.
Because I think that'll be a really cool feature to share ideas with each other and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I assume the huddle feature's in the app. I don't know because it's not for iPod touches, so I wasn't able to download it and see what was in that version. No, it's just for iPhones. But you have it for Android, right?
Yeah,
so you're good. But I guess you can follow us on Google Plus. I haven't done anything to our Google Plus account. I just signed us up for the beta just in case, you know, it was going to be hard to get invites and Stuart couldn't get one or whatever. But I guess we'll have to work on that. And for Twitter and Facebook, whenever we have podcast posts or, you know, articles or whatever, they all go to our Facebook and Twitter automatically. So you'll know if you're checking Twitter or Facebook, you'll know when to article. Like I think Elf, right when the Netflix thing happened, she wrote up an article about it.
She beat me to it like 2 hours. I was going to write it right when I got home, but it was already up there. I was like, damn it.
They screwed the pooch.
Which, you know, we gave our opinions on that whole topic. But I guess voicemail. Oh, Stuart, voicemail.
Yes.
We have a voicemail. We have a voicemail.
Here it is. I'm going to play it right now.
Bum, bum, bum.
What up, geeks? This is Anthony Alex. About to deliver mail again. This is Saturday. First Saturday of July. Just want to say hey to y'all. Give y'all a shout out. And also, I did go to your Cafe Press site and look at the stuff. So I'm probably going to be getting a Geeks for the Win t-shirt. So shout out for that. Everybody needs to go check those out. I need to jump on that. Need some Mailman t-shirts. So, good job, guys. See
you. Yes, and he did buy a t-shirt. He did buy a t-shirt.
He did, yes.
Yeah, so.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome. And we don't have any codes.
I bought two, and they came in, and they're excellent. I was very happy with them.
I bought one at the moment. I'm probably going to go back and get the blue one like you got. Because I saw your picture of it, and it looked really good in blue. Mm-hmm. But I got the green one. I guess you can check out our T-shirts if you want to buy them. But right now, we don't have any special codes to give out. We had the $10 off code, but that expired. I guess it's .com/TheGeeksFTW. And basically, you can get tons of shirts and stuff and different orders, like different types. Like I think I saw Deshane got – I think it was Deshane. He got a long sleeve gray shirt or something like that. It was a long sleeve shirt, so long sleeve in the summer. I can't imagine that right now. Cause,
especially now with the 90-degree heat wave we're getting.
Oh, it's 107 here. It's like 100 between 100 and like 4 and 100 and like 10.
Oh, but
the,
yeah, but
the last
but
month,
the, heat index is in the triple digits. So
yeah, it's been it seriously has been like 100 and over 100 for the last like month in Oklahoma, and it's supposed to. Oh. They're predicting in August it'll get to like 120, which. I'm scared. I'm honestly scared of that, but that's why long sleeves. I'm like, but you know, I'm not sure where Deshane actually lives. Maybe he lives somewhere cold, lucky bastard. But our t-shirts. And whenever I do get another code, I'll tweet it out and make a post and make a big fuss about it because I kept retweeting that post like over and over again to make sure everyone. Couldn't, you know, make an excuse for not getting one $10 off. But, you know, if you want to send us a voicemail like Anthony Alex did, you can do it at 1-347-GEEK-FTW, and that's 1-347-433-5389, and we'll play it on there. And he's got everyone beat by two, so yeah. I'm just saying. That's his second one he's left, so he's got
we've had two. Count them, two that were very quiet.
Oh, we had that one that nobody said anything for, like, what?
Well, no, there was two of them.
There was two? I don't remember two. But
yeah, there was one sent, like, soon after Anthony sent his.
Okay. Well, yeah, then maybe someone's just not, you know, talking loud enough, or I don't know.
Speak up!
Yeah, speak up. Try again. And, you know, all this will be, you know, iTunes reviews, or we're thankful for those. I think Game Enthus was our latest one, if I remember correctly. So thanks for that. And all this information will be on the podcast post on the site. So if who's like, man, what was that number? I don't want to have to rewind all the way to, you know, hear that number again. Just hit up the podcast post, and it's on there. I put them on every post. But I guess it's time
also for... Also on the app. All you got to do is just press the call button on the app. It's right there.
Yeah, that's true. All the ways to contact us. Email, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all that's on the app. So, but I guess it's time for shout-outs. Henry, shout-outs?
Oh man, just shout out to everybody, man, who's in the community. Open Forum Radio. Shout out to all the cross pollinate communities, PGR tag, GGR, just everybody out there, man. Sorry to all the listeners and to the writers and to you guys. I haven't been on WAG, man. Dealing with a pregnant wife is no easy task, and work and everything else on top of that, side projects and all. But hey, I will be on the next couple of weeks, and we'll see if we can get it rolling again. And you will hear the gracious, good sounding voice. I'm trying to be like Zafari, so get my practice in. But yeah, man, just shout out to the world, man.
Alrighty, and looking forward to your projects. I've heard you talk about them. You were talking about them on PGR, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so jealous you were on PGR.
yeah, with the skeleton crew.
yeah, I guess. It's like when we were on the Geeks, or not the Geeks for the Win, we're on the Geeks for the Win. We were on the Gamers Garage.
Yeah.
It was only like, you know, two people, Rashani and Justin, or Pseudo, and wasn't even the guy who started it, wasn't even on there. But yeah, check them out. We were on the Gamers Garage, and it's short, like, that's long because it stopped recording and cut out right when we started talking about good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good podcast, though.
That's when it always happens, though.
Right when we were talking about the good stuff, we were really geeking out. That's when it stopped. But check them out. And Stuart, shout-outs?
I would like to shout-out Blue because, he came out with a... with the Prove Your Point today, and it was very good. I told him, you know, that's one of the best podcast episodes I've heard in a long time. It was him and Dr. I gotta pull her name up. Dr. Lisa Garalu, something. But, she had a PhD in, she had a degree in anthropology, a degree in, she had, like, three degrees. And, like, they talked about how, you know, the social aspect of video games have evolved and came to be. And whether that's good or not, and they debate there, and I thought it was extremely good. You definitely check that episode out.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it as soon as it came out. I was like, oh, prove your point. Hell yeah. I listened to it. It was really good. Had to really think, and it kind of hurt my brain sometime, part of it. But
I love that. I love hurting my brain.
I mean, I had to stop what I was doing and actually listen to it, because sometimes, a lot of times with podcasts, I do other things, but that, I had to really think about it. Anybody else? Shout-outs?
No, but I do want to say something real quick. Kind of leave you with a puzzler that I found out you might like. You might like. Okay? It's math. Okay, to find the volume of a pizza, okay, with the thickness of A and the radius of Z, the formula to find that is pi, P-I, pi Z-Z-A.
Yeah, I've seen that before. It's pretty awesome.
I heard that. I was like, that is the most fantastic thing I've ever heard. Those crafty Italians and their math.
Yeah.
Coming up with an awesome name.
Yeah. Alrighty. I guess for me, I actually got kind of a list. You know, like I said at the beginning of the show, had Death in the Family, and actually had a lot of people, you know, kind prayers, wishes, thoughts. And I know I'm gonna. These are just the people I could. I remember to write down. I'm sorry if I forgot you, but Forgetful, Justin from the Gamer's Garage, Pseudo, Rashani, Soldier X. He not only tweeted, but he mentioned, he gave me some kind thoughts and wishes on post-game report even. So that was kind of a, you know, I was kind of pleased on that. You still there, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just quiet.
It's my connection. Skype popped up and said the connection was being all weird and stuff. I don't know what's up with Skype tonight, but this will be fun editing. Pokey Cookie, Scarfinger, Lazarus Vector, Cthulhu 80, Deshane, and JT Wise. All of them, you know. And you know, I posted the bad news on Facebook, and none of my friends I've, you know, grown up with or knew in real life said anything to me. So that kind of hurt. But then seeing all those people on Twitter, I was like, ah, well, there are people who care, just not the people I've known in real life.
They don't count. We do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was actually kind of worried about that too there for a while. Yeah, you were talking about my moving. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, I'm.
You know, it all happened like really fast, and
yeah, and you know, I thought I'm probably gonna, I may end up moving. Like I said, to right outside of Oklahoma City. Like it's like 10 miles away. Like real close, you know, city called Edmond, Oklahoma, and there's a school there which was actually my first choice. It was actually my first choice. I got accepted to them, but you know, the whole thing. I was like, yeah, I don't want to have to move and spend all kinds of money going to that and all this and that. And but you know, my brother, he after this all happened. He was like, dude, you need. It seems like you need a change in lifestyle. You should come, you know, live here, come to school here, all this and that. And I'm like, yeah, maybe so. And so, yeah, probably gonna be moving soon. Move out of my parents. Yay.
Sadly, I'm on my sixth car repair bill.
Oh, I heard. I'm going
to be here for a while.
I saw you had you had problems with your car. I saw that on Twitter.
And mechanics think they know what's wrong with it. They fixed it. That cost me a bunch of money. Turns out that wasn't the problem.
You should. Did you raise high hell?
I should.
You should get. They'll get it taken.
My dad talk.
Okay.
I let my dad talk to him. It's actually his car, so I let him do all the talking. He's in the automotive business. He knows about cars. I know that's an engine. That's as far as I got.
I put gas in it. I put the key in the ignition. I turn it on. I drive.
I can check to see if there's enough oil, and that's it. That's about as mechanical as I get with it in the car.
I'm with you. I can take a computer completely apart and put it back together, but when it comes it's like when it comes to a car, I can fill up the gas. I can put gas in it. I could probably change the oil. I could try, maybe, but.
But I knew how to drain it, but I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, but I got family members who know all about cars, so I never I don't have to worry about that.
Same here.
But and I you know, thanks to all those people, everyone in the Open Forum Radio Network, of course, because they're putting out all kinds of stuff. They may be, you know, ADD about their own podcast, and it's time to make a new one. I'm getting tired of just
forgetting doing... they had one just like that before.
I'm getting tired of just doing this podcast. I'm going to make a new one, but you know that, you know, it may sound like I'm making fun, but that's more content, you know, I guess. So, I mean, and
pretty soon there'll be enough content where we can actually see if we can get something on XM Radio. It should be a radio station. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Go live, have people actually call in. Dude, that'd be awesome.
Well, I guess if we all like if we all what was it? If we all like had won the lotto at the same time or could find out how to make money off this crap, we could technically do that with like Ustream or whatever. Have a 24-hour Ustream and just take turns being on Ustream.
if all of us won the lottery at the same time, we should all like move into like the same area.
Yeah,
because
Open Forum Radio,
I've got so many ideas, but they only work. They work the best if we all are in the same house.
Yeah,
like all in the same building,
and we all have money to spend.
Exactly. Yes.
But yeah, we can make if I ever win the lotto, I will make a corporate office for Open Forum Radio Network. central located, and you know, if it's a big lotto, I'll fly all kinds of people out, and we can all, you know, do stuff. But yeah, I see. Dude, if
that would be awesome.
If I had the money, I'd put it towards this podcast and this type of stuff and try to turn this into like a full-fledged, like, you know, business podcast like you got other people doing. I mean, like the big wig podcasters who are making money off of it.
Nerdist, that's becoming a TV show.
Yeah. It's getting a TV show, but it's not. He's still gonna have the podcast. The pilot, thankfully,
the pilot has been shot.
Yeah.
So,
thankfully, the podcast is still gonna stay a podcast. Because I'd be pissed if he was like, oh, now we have a TV show, no more podcasts. But no.
Well, I mean, I do get BBC America, so I'll just turn go to watch that instead.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I you know, that's once a week. The podcast is like up to three times a week.
I know, and I absolutely love that show.
And
I really do.
It's awesome because he's going to Comic-Con and he's going to have a panel with like Matt Smith and Karen Gillian, which he's had them on the show before, you know, but he's going to record that and he's going to put that out as a podcast, and he does all kinds of stuff like that. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
I forget who is the second, he's doing a second like panel or whatever. I forget what that, or second live podcast or whatever.
Yeah, because his first one sold out so fast.
Yeah, And again, I mean,
so they decide they're going to make another one.
Yeah, and if you haven't tuned out already, and you're still listening to us, if you haven't checked out the Nerdist podcast, check it out. His back catalog. Just look at his back catalog, and you'll see like amazing people he's interviewed, like Nathan Fillion, Felicia Day.
That was a good one. That was a good
the
one.
Muppets.
The Muppets. I love the Muppets one. That was awesome.
The Muppets. I mean, he is a true geek nerd, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he knows his stuff, and. Mm-hmm. It was I really enjoyed. I know we had it as a topic, but we didn't have a show last week, so you turned it into We Are Geeks about the last shuttle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the co-hosts on the Nerdist, Matt. He actually went there and became and was one of the reporters. Or, you know, I guess he acted like a reporter, and he was talking about it, and it was really interesting stuff. So.
Oh yeah, it definitely he definitely knew his space stuff.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
He knew NASA.
I didn't know your organs would liquefy if you're not a mile away from the shuttle taking off.
Yeah,
that was interesting, and immediately I pictured that. I was like, oh god. But how did we tangent up? I don't know.
how do we get to any of these topics that we end up on?
and people actually listen to this? I mean, I guess, but not as many as before, but
not now.
Yeah.
Now that we mentioned them.
Exactly.
Oh god, he knows we exist.
But I guess this episode 53, this is basically Henry had to sign off because wife he mentioned this stuff, she's pregnant and needing attention, and I guess he needs to,
which is understandable. Understandable. But you live with us, two single guys living with our parents.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Well, maybe in a couple episodes I'll be like, I'm not living with my parents anymore. I'm living with my brother. That's a step up, right? Right?
Well, hopefully by the end of this year I'll have my own place. That's the plan.
Man, we're still young, though. It's still not creepy.
No.
As long as we don't reach that age where it gets creepy, I think we're good.
Yeah.
But at least we're not poop socking it in the basement playing Warcraft. But anyways, I had someone else.
I just shake my head at you.
Oh, dude, I was so grossed out the first when I was listening to a podcast and someone was talking about poop socking, and they explained what it was, and I'm like, oh my god, there's people who actually do that.
I've never heard that term before, but I know exactly what it is.
That's just nasty. I mean, I don't know. I mean, anyways, I was on my shout-outs.
shout-outs turn into poop socking, or shit.
Man, we're crazy. The people like to listen to our craziness, because thank God I'm not like those guys. I guarantee you people say that. Episode 53, I guess. Like, all the people I shouted out and others, if I miss you, I'm so sorry. I mentioned the iTunes review. We got the voicemail done. We don't have an email, so we can't read those out. That's it. That's basically it. Next week, hopefully we'll have a show next week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be out of town next week by the time we record or not. So we may have a show next week. We may not. I don't know. Stay tuned to Twitter and Facebook, guys. But
alrighty.
See you next week.
Bye.